Harry Otto worked for the Department of Revenue before moving into the private sector early in his 40-year career. He eventually became the president of the Missouri Society of Certified Public Accountants.
I'm used to answering to a client or a series of clients and the shareholders. Right now, I think I've got a little over 6 million shareholders to answer to.
Otto says, likely just a few years from retirement either way, it seemed like the right time for him to make the move to the deputy state auditor position. He says the impact he'll be able to have in tight economic times was a factor in that decision.
You know, money is so dear now, and the auditor's office has a more important role to play. The dearer the money gets, the harder it is to find. So, yes, there'll be a better reward, I think, in a sense of getting something done or accomplished for the citizens of the state.
Otto says he has a lot of faith in the staff and was very pleased that the three directors of audits agreed to stay. He says he wouldn't have even considered Tom Schweik's offer for the job if they hadn't stayed, considering the institutional knowledge they have dating back to the late 1970s. Ryan Famuliner, Missouri Nat, Jefferson City.